Giants Padres here on this Wednesday in San Francisco, and it's our chance to chat with the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. Gabe, I'm kind of going out to left field here with our first question, but today is Roberto Clemente Day. I've got the pin upstairs that we're going to wear during the broadcast. Brandon Crawford got honored as the Giants Clemente winner, and he's up for the Major League Baseball Clemente Award for sort of man of service of the year. It's been a strange couple years for you in this job in that we haven't had the chances to get out in the community as much as we would ordinarily. But I thought I'd ask you about your feelings about that part of your job, about your players' part of their job as Giants ball players, since it is Clemente Day.
I actually like to talk about it philosophically rather than specifically. So Brandon has kind of used his platform and his voice to do good work in the community, and he's been a philanthropic guy for his entire career, dating back to the time that, you know, he was just coming into the league, and still he takes that part of his job very seriously. I think from a leadership perspective, it's important that we message to our players that they don't have just an opportunity to use their platforms. I think they have a responsibility to use their platforms. That means when they have strong feelings about an issue that is important, is topical, that they share those opinions. They don't have to, of course, but I do think it's an excellent use of the platform, and I don't think there's been anybody better over the course of the last 10 years than Brandon Crawford. Very deserving of that consideration at the Major League wide level.
All right, very well said. We'll talk about the ball game right after this. Back with the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. All right, tonight's game, game three of this series. Obviously, your team's playing really, really well. It's another bullpen night. I think you and John have talked about this before, but Dominic Leon gets the ball. I was laughing the other night because Kevin Gausman told me Dominic was in the clubhouse taking pictures with the rest of the starters because he feels like he's a part of the starters group now.
And I mean, he's earned the opportunity to say that. He's been so good in that role. And look, it's no secret. We've tried and failed with a few openers, and I think it's really challenging to take somebody who's had a lot of struggles in that position and stick him back out there. Just kind of sets him up for a tough go. But with Dom, it's been pretty damn successful. And he's also a guy that feels very comfortable pitching in the seventh or the eighth inning. So he really has made a sacrifice here. I don't think this is his favorite thing to do, but he's up for it. And I'll tell you this, the last time he started a game for us, came back in the dugout after the first inning and gave me the let's go one more inning sign, right? Which makes a manager and a coaching staff feel very proud because he knows that length from that spot is critically important. Now, don't necessarily have plans to extend him, two innings every time out. Every once in a while, even if he's efficient in the first inning, we'll cut him a little bit short. But it's good for the opposition to know that maybe he can go two, maybe he's going to be used for five outs, maybe he just faces a couple of batters, and then anything is on the table.
Isn't it funny how, since the All-Star break, I mean, let's go back to the midpoint of the season, you had a period there where your starters were not going real deep into games. As soon as you lost a couple guys from your rotation and had to kind of go to this model, the three starters who are left standing, all of them, basically every single time, have taken you relatively deep into the game. So last night is an example. DeSclafani gets you two outs in the seventh inning. You use, I think, 27 pitches from your entire bullpen last night.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very well said. The three guys, I think, recognize that if we're going to run two bullpen games a week, they're going to have to go deeper into games or we're going to be in a really bad spot. And obviously, it's not a switch that you can just turn on. So I'm Logan Webb. It's not like, all right, today I'm going to go eight innings. But I do feel like they recognize the responsibility that they have. And look, they're stepping up. And right now, that's the best thing for us.
Last thought, those two missing Giants pitchers, do we have an update on Alex Wood or Johnny Cueto?
So Johnny Cueto threw out to 60 feet today. Bit of a surprise, a little bit ahead of schedule. But he feels good. And so when Johnny feels good, it's time to go. Similarly, Alex Wood knows his body very well. He had a live BP today, threw 20 pitches or so. Maybe a few more, executed all three of his pitches well. Donnie Solano was the right-handed hitter in the sim, and Alex Dickerson was a left-handed hitter. He threw his slider and his changeup and his fastball all for strikes, had a little bit of life on his fastball. He's probably a little deconditioned, but not so deconditioned that he's not a candidate to get on the bump for us really soon.
Okay, great news. I lied. One last question. Since you mentioned Solano and Alex Dickerson, how'd they come out of their rehab games down in Sacramento?
I think they both came out well. Donovan Solano is on track to be activated any day. I think Alex Dickerson could probably use a few more reps. Part of this is just like, what are our roster needs right now, to be honest with you? If our roster was desperate for that left-handed bat right now, we might have to push Alex into a little bit of an uncomfortable position. He's still feeling some residual tightness. That just kind of reinforces the fact that he should probably get a few more at-bats and should just let our roster play right now.
That's the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. Giants and the Padres will get you ready for the ballgame right after this.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.